We begin this evening in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, in the drama you just saw, Mary and Simon, the shepherd, found heaven was a surprising change to the life they had before. In their lives before their death, they experienced that there were a lot of controls on them. They felt the control of being born into a certain segment of society. They felt control and about the way they looked and what their health was like. They were controlled by the Roman government that imposed heavy taxes on them and gave them very little control over politics. And they were even controlled by their religious leaders, who built barriers of impossible rules that separated them from God's love. But when they got to heaven, they found these controls were gone. They were free of the barriers, free of the class divisions and of the world's demands. I think that we can probably sympathize with them, even these many years later. Some things never change. I think we too feel there are controls in our lives. We turn on the news and we feel that the whole world is controlled by greed and selfishness and a desire for power and fame. We wake up in the morning and we have, you know, that burden of responsibility on our shoulders that seems to control us as well. Sometimes the expectations of others, sometimes the expectations we put on ourselves to be successful, to look good, to be healthy, to stay young. And we would so like to throw those burdens off and go through life with a freedom, a sense of joy and confidence, and to live in a world that didn't have all these divisions. When Jesus came to earth, he really gave us a little look into what heaven's like. He brought heaven to earth in his own life. He was... Well, Mary noticed it, and Simon experienced it. To come into this world as a vulnerable baby, as we looked at little Paige and thought about how that would be, that was clearly an act of love on God's part. And then as Jesus grew, of course, he had a lot of controversy. He insisted that all people were valuable, and for that, he gained many enemies who put him to a very gruesome death. Because Jesus was willing to do this, he showed the extent of God's love for us. He also created a pathway of forgiveness. He allowed us to throw off our burden of regret and guilt and allowed us to carry on with our lives. And as he rose from the dead, he gave us the confidence that there is life after this life. But that seems like a long time ago. Like a nice story. Where is Jesus now when we need to experience a little bit of heaven? As a friend said recently, I would trust in Jesus if I could just see him. But I think we can. When I was growing up, my great aunt and her best friend lived in a big, old, two-story house in Minneapolis. Neither of them ever married. And they often came over for Sunday dinner, and sometimes we went to their house. And every Christmas, when they would come to dinner, they would bring a fancy box of dried fruit, and they would share it with us. And they would say, this is a gift from our friends in California. Every year it was the same, our friends in California. But they never said anything more about them, and I always wondered, who were these people? Well, I went off to college. My great aunt died. A number of years later, her friend died. And it wasn't until I went to her friend's funeral that I had an answer to that question. Because there we found out that my aunt and her friend had become friends with two young women who were Japanese Americans. And then World War II broke out. And Japanese Americans on the West Coast were being herded into camps. My aunt and her friend did not want that to happen to their friends, so they invited them to come and take shelter in their home. My mom and dad often went to dinner at my aunt and friend's house through the war, never realizing that as they sat there at dinner, there were two women upstairs who were being protected and cared for, two women quietly waiting for the war to end. Jesus is in this world. He comes into this world, he comes and brings us a little bit of heaven very quietly, sometimes one or two people at a time. Or maybe you've heard about Father Greg Boyle. For 20 years, he's been working in the LA area with ex-gang members and ex-offenders. And his motto has been, nothing stops a bullet like a job. So he set up Homeboy Industries. They run a restaurant and a bakery and other places of employment, and he employs ex-gang members and ex-offenders. He loves these men. He knows their backgrounds, and he loves them because he knows what they've been through. But as time wore on, he realized that they needed more than a job, because when they hit a wall, when they found life to be difficult, they started unraveling. They weren't resilient, and many of them went back to gangs or even back to prison. He knew their backgrounds. He knew that they carried a weight of trauma with them. Many of them had had very abusive backgrounds and lived in great poverty. He realized that what they needed, as well as a job, was healing. And so he set up the Homeboy Industries to offer what he calls an irresistible culture of tenderness, kind of a sanctuary. Now, it didn't work with everyone the first time. So when guys would come and they would fail to show up for work or they would start back on drugs, he loved them and he would simply say, I think you're telling me you're not ready yet. We love you. We think you're great people. Just come back when you're ready. And he said, almost everyone does. Christ is in this world. God is in this world, working not with force, working with invitation, as Father Boyle does, inviting us, as he invited the shepherd, to come and see Jesus. What we learn from Jesus, what we learn from his life, his birth, his life, and his death, is that we have been invited to do something we never could earn, as the shepherd could never earn the right to see the Son of God. It has been given to us as a gift. And we have seen through Jesus' life and death and resurrection the pathway to God, the love of God, and a little bit of heaven on earth. I know that there are many people who celebrate Christmas as a time to be with family, as a time of sharing, as a time for home, and that's all good. It's like beautiful wrapping on a gift, but the real gift, the real present, is the joy and the forgiveness and the life that we have through Christ. Because Jesus came long ago to Bethlehem, and he is still here. Thanks be to God. Amen.